is Thursday.
There's nothing special about it.
It is a special day.
It really is special.
It's special.
How is it special?
It's almost the weekend.
As they say,
almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Tomorrow's Friday.
And I'm excited.
Yes, well, until then.
Get back to work.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
We're ready.
I was born ready.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's absolutely nothing day.
Well,
there's a couple things, but...
Yeah, man.
So is it okay that it's just Thursday?
It can always just be Thursday. The best
songs on the radio. 94KX.
My name's Tom Morgan. Her name's Karina Carr. We'll talk about third-party talking in just a bit, but you're grunting and groaning over there. What did you do last night? Or is it none of my business? Hey, Tommy. Karina's a single woman living in Lewisburg.
Okay, knock it off.
What's the matter?
I did it. Overdid it working out.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a different kind of pain, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if I was 18, my body would be like, we got this. Now I'm like, I wake up going, what did I do to myself in my sleep?
Imagine how you feel when you're in your 60s. Getting out of bed is a workout. Anyway, so a bike, treadmill, lifting weights? What's going on?
I don't know. I just was like going up the stairs and I just felt like something pull on my knee when I was coming home. And I just like, so it's been sore for a couple of days and it's just kind of getting, so... I got to cool it and maybe work on the upper body.
Maybe a little ice on that knee, huh?
Yeah, it's got a little bruise on it, but and it's a little swollen, but I don't know. Wow. So I've just been starting to go to Planet Fitness. Of course, with our Be Kind campaign, that's week one is take care of yourself.
Oh.
So I'm trying to do a little more of that. I actually was good the first week. I kind of just stayed on the treadmill and like when my body was screaming at me, I stopped. Then I kicked it into overdrive and I thought I was 23 again and I'm like, no.
Kicked it in a little bit too fast?
Yeah. So okay. The last couple days took a little hiatus. I'm letting this kind of simmer here and get the icy hot roller out. So.
Wow. Planet Fitness, you said?
Yeah. I kind of flip-flop between the one in Lewisburg and Smoking Dam depending on where my workout buddies might be that day. But
you have workout buddies
some
already?
Some days, yeah.
You want to shout out to anybody? You want
a Hornberger and Denise Haddon.
There you go. All right.
I love their hydro chair. Oh, my, it's amazing.
What is that? A hydro chair?
It is like a water bed that literally vibrates the water all over your body and like goes head to toe and you can pick the level. You put that sucker on 10, you're about levitate off the bed.
But is it real water?
Oh, yeah,
it,
yeah. It's,
so you're soaking wet when you get out
no,
of it?
No. There's a cover.
So I don't understand
it's
what
you're all doing. Underneath the bed. You know the old water beds? It's a whole bed. You lay down in that sucker and just, it's right. 10 minutes. I almost fell asleep one day.
I guess a lot of people might. I know I wouldn't about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. But can you tell I haven't been in a gym in a long time? I have no idea what you're talking about. But that's okay.
I said, well, you should come with me.
Have an ambulance outside the door. That's all I mean. Like the gyms I used to go to were really dirty, gross gyms.
Oh, no.
But that was when I was younger, so you wanted to hear guys grunting and throwing barbells and stuff. I was okay with that.
Oh, you won't get away with that in Planet Fitness. They have a lunk alarm, man. You do that, you're getting called out real quick. But no, everything's clean and everybody cleans up after each.
Nice.
Equipment that they use, so I love it there.
You're taking care of things, and that's good news. So as soon as you tweak something, back it off a little bit.
Mm-hmm, wanted to give it a couple of days so I don't make it worse. I'm not really sure. Hopefully it's just a pulled muscle, but...
Well, to make you feel better, I am just going to let you listen to me sitting on the couch over here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what... You make your dad noises. And then you find where you're going to sit, you pick your spot, and then you're like... Argh!
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon's coming up.
Follow Tom for more couch tips.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Major League Baseball has canceled opening day and some regular season games after owners failed to reach a deal with players to end the lockout. Yeah. It's tough because that means that there's only 900 baseball games left this season.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Working our way toward news, which is next. Do we do this third party thing? I hate people that talk into third party.
Karina doesn't like it either.
Yeah, Tom hates it. So, you know, like, how long would you last in radio if you talk that way? Could you see, like, Mark Lawrence doing the news and constantly saying, now Mark's going to read another story or something? You know, it's just, I don't know. But when I think of talking third person day, I think of that old episode of Seinfeld.
Jimmy's ready.
You've got some new moves.
Okay.
Check Jimmy out.
I've never heard anyone talk the way you do. It's very unusual.
Well, Jimmy's very unusual.
I mean, first of all, Ellen doesn't understand why it's called third person, because if you're using your own name to talk about yourself, shouldn't it be first person?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Elaine.
Elaine got a new dress.
Jimmy likes it.
George is getting upset. The whole third party thing, I think Ellen said it best. If you're going to use your own name, should it be first person? Because it's you. Tom doesn't understand it.
Karina doesn't either.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Two sides of the baseball lockout coming up. Don't you love when somebody talks to you and they're saying nothing?
If it was solely within my ability or the ability of the clubs to get an agreement, we'd have an agreement.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, what?
It was just up to me. This would be done, but...
I bet you love that, Tom
Don't
Morgan.
Get me fired up again, Karina. Just don't do it.
Okay, I digress.
Baseball, though, coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
He said, she said, or is it he said, he said, when it comes to the two sides of the baseball lockout?
If it was solely within my ability or the ability of the clubs to get an agreement, we'd have an agreement. Tough thing about this process is it takes both parties to make an agreement. I'm really disappointed that we didn't make an agreement, and I'm really committed to doing everything possible to get one.
Players want to play. We all know that. But the reason we're not playing is simple. A lockout is the ultimate economic weapon. In a $10 billion industry, the owners have made a conscious decision to use this weapon against the greatest asset they have, the players. But the group won't be intimidated, and they are focused on improving the rights and benefits for today's generation of player and for the generations to come.
Now,
I was like, geez, a little dramatic.
I wanted you to hear this, friends, because this is the deal. No matter where you work, okay? So the owners say, I wish we could do something about this. And yet the workers here, the players, say, we're just trying to take care of ourselves. It's an argument no matter where you go. So, I mean...
Does it rank right up there with it is what it is?
Yeah, I hate that one too. But like Rob Manfred, the first voice you heard, he was like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, baseball commissioner. Tony Clark, the second voice you heard, real good player in his day. He's just saying we're just trying to take care of ourselves. Now, before you people light me up and say, oh, darn baseball players make $80 million. They all don't. Okay, and what they're trying to do is protect the baseball players in Williamsport or in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, in Reading. They're trying to make sure all baseball players are paid fairly, and they're not.
So you're actually
so
on...
Where do we go here?
You're upset about it being canceled, but you're actually on board with what they're doing.
Yeah, they're trying to take care of the guy that is living in his car in South Williamsport because he can't afford a hotel room, let alone an apartment, and he's playing ball.
There's your silver lining. If it gets halfway through, do they just call the whole thing off? I mean...
Well, are you trying to upset me again? Is that what you're trying to do? My goodness! Fallon upset me enough with his, the first six games are canceled. That leaves 300.
Well, you can't whack Fallon.
162 games.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
I'm done with it. I promise. Mm-hmm. I promise.
A famous last words. We've heard this before, Tom Morgan.
Okay, I'm not done with it because if they don't settle it soon, I'm going to be blabbity blah again. Stop your baby crying. Coming up, a jailbreak at a daycare.
I can't even believe. I don't even know what I'd do.
Well, see, I'm thinking, doesn't somebody have the job to keep the door locked? And
there it is.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, I don't even want to put you in this scenario, Mom, Dad, whatever, anybody driving a car. And Mom, I don't want to scare you if you're dropping the kids off at a daycare. But in Arizona yesterday, a whole pile of little toddlers were caught just wandering the street. I mean, literally, the street. A motorist had to help out.
There were toddlers
running into the road, and I started just wrangling kids up and herding them up and picking them up and getting them out of the road, getting them onto the grass. I didn't know. I was just shocked. I didn't, you know, are these kids part of the daycare? Like, who's watching these kids if they are from the daycare? How did they get out?
Yeah, isn't there somebody in charge of making sure the doors are locked at the daycare?
Well, they got out of the unsecured gate at a place called Happy Days, so clearly they were in a dazed and confused status out in the middle of the road, so.
I agree, but
it's ironic.
You know, that might be the dazed part, but let me tell you, those little kids jailbreaking, they were the happy
part. For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
There's one kid in every classroom. There's one kid in every daycare. There's one kid, Karina, in every family. And that would be the kid that checks the doorknob and says, we're out of here.
That would be you.
Yeah, I guess.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, some viral comedy that might actually give you an edumacation here and there. First up, thanks to TikTok, are you the laziest DoorDash customer ever?
Yeah, this is pretty lazy. And if you're a Costco buddy, you might want to know these little cool tips to help you save a little moolah.
Ooh. WQKX. WQKX HD1. 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Yeah, listen to it now, and you can look it up later if you wish, especially if you're busy this morning. We have, two cuts, right?
Yeah. I've never been to a Costco, but I hear it's pretty cool. And you may not know this until you're looking back and going, huh, I wonder what that meant. But apparently there's some little hidden meanings in those Costco price tags.
Have you ever noticed that their price tags have this asterisk in the right-hand corner? That means that that product is no longer going to be carried there. Or how about if the price tag is green instead of white? If it's green, it means that the product is organic.
Makes
and if you
sense.
Ever notice, sometimes their prices end in a 39, 49, 69, that means that it's a manager special. If it's 99, that means it's full price.
Whoa, wait a minute. If it's 99, it's full price. There's the most valuable one right there.
It's 99. I ain't doing it. I'm waiting another week till it says 49.
Yeah, exactly. I'm calling my brother-in-law. He's crazy on Costco. Anyway, how about DoorDash? Do you use DoorDash a lot?
I have, yeah. It just depends on where I'm at and what food I'm looking for. But apparently this woman didn't have to look far.
I just saw a video where they said twice a year they splurge on getting delivery. Let me just show you how lazy I am. That's Olive Garden. I've gotten delivery from there.
Right out the window. The At least Olive she owns Garden. It, you know?
The Olive Garden is right across the street. And she got DoorDash to deliver it.
This must be some yummy breadsticks.
I almost feel like this feature is, and there it is.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
You love the breadsticks so much, but you won't walk over there and get them.
W-Q-K-X. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Oh, well, late night TV is on the way. Jimmy Fallon is talking about those Fitbit watches. They could be dangerous.
Yeah, I knew there was a reason I shouldn't have one.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Fitbit is recalling nearly 2 million of its smartwatches after 118 people reported that the batteries got too hot and burned them.
Ooh.
118 people. How'd it get to that point where they're like, maybe the first 117 are just a fluke? Usually the only time I get burned by my Fitbit is when it tells me I didn't stand up enough.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
All right, celeb birthdays. Camila Cabello, 25 years old today.
Wow. Okay.
She got her start with Fifth Harmony, that Disney girl band or whatever. Then she left there to do some really dirty, nasty stuff. So there you have it.
Okay.
She's all grown up now. Jessica Biel, Lordy Lordy, Jessica's 40.
Wow, okay.
Otherwise known as Mrs. Who? Who's she married to? Anybody?
Justin Timberlake.
I thought you ladies wouldn't want to admit that. Because,
I forgot. You know. They're actually cute. They were on Ellen one day. I'm like, they're what I strive for.
Mm-hmm. A name you might not recognize, David Faustino. He's 48 today. He was Bud Bundy on Married with Children.
Yeah.
The kid had a lot of issues.
I hope he grew up and got it right.
Yeah,
I know, really.
Most of his issues were his mom and dad. But That's what the show is all about.
Too.
Yeah. Hey, Tone Loc is 56.
Wow.
You think he's still whipping up the batches of Funky Cold
Funky
Medina?
Medina. Perhaps. My friend does a great version of that.
Herschel Walker, the football star, 60 years old.
Okay.
Wow. And okay, Dirty Dancing fans, see if you recognize this name. Jennifer Warnes is 75 years old.
Oh, my. Back where she belongs.
Now
there was that guy from the Righteous Brothers, right?
Bill Medley.
I had to jump. And then there was a girl, I have a favorite name like these people. That was Jennifer Warnes.
That was her. Mm. That was her. And
one of my favorite movies. I've got the anniversary edition, just saying.
Ooh.
That's one of your favorite movies?
It's one of my top fives, yes.
Wasn't that
Are you kidding
shocking?
Me?
Why
I'm
the
not
music
backing
stopped.
Karina into a corner. Don't get me wrong.
Don't put a baby in a corner. The music stopped. It wasn't shocking or anything. Goodness gracious.
All right, let's take a look at the local celebs, as we call them.
Birthday buddies.
Yes, indeed. I think it's Olivia Snyder is 19, but it is a different way to say and spell
cool.
Olivia, but
That's
I like
pretty
it.
Cool.
Happy birthday, Olivia.
Amanda Kurtz is from Sunbury and 39. I went to school with her. Happy birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday. Brenda Kramer from Shamokin, 46 today.
Happy birthday, Carol Ruddy. She's from Augustaville, 63.
Denise Schuff is 47. Happy birthday.
J.C. Carlson from Sealands Grove, because it's all in caps, so you have to say Sealands Grove.
You have to shout it to
her? Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's 57 today.
J.C. Almighty. Jana Bennett from Allenwood, she's 41 today.
Jennifer Hassinger is 61.
Jess Ciccioni, I hope I didn't murder
you
your name
nailed
there.
It, man.
Jess,
you nailed it.
Sealands Grove is where she's from. 34 today.
John Bush from Watsontown is 34.
Josh Harold from Sunbury is 31. Happy birthday.
Justin Fogle, 46 today.
Happy birthday, Kim Henry. She's 47.
Leanne Darden is 59.
Lori Troutman Denicola is 45 today.
Terry Staley is 62.
And Tony Patterson rounding it out from Liverpool. She is 44 today. Happy birthday. But we do have one on Facebook Messenger. Little okay. Vanessa Hernandez is 11 years old.
Aww.
She's probably on her way to school, I would imagine.
Yes. Hopefully listening on the bus or
happy
however.
Birthday. Nothing on the Ford Fun Line. Text Club's always available as well as email.
Yes, there's that too.
Yeah.
Can we send that birthday SOS on our Facebook page?
SOS.
Each and every day at this time it is
Birthday Buddies.
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, we got some good news. I don't, you know those baby reveal parties, they kind of creep me out.
Some of them go really wrong, too. They're hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what if you're having a party at your house for a guy in the room who is about to find out he's going to be a great grandfather?
Wow.
He's just a little excited.
Yeah, just Aww. A little. That good news and more on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's some good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Florida woman gave her grandfather some great news about something coming down the pike that made him very excited.
Great. Are you going to be a great...
What? Oh, I didn't know what that meant. Oh, my.
Going to be a great grandfather. Oh, so cute. I love his excitement.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting. Hey, what if you won $70,000? You'd be excited, right?
Yeah, I might pay off like a tenth of my bills.
Except you got scammed and now you're a little worried about it. A woman in Australia kept hanging up on phone calls that said that she had won a lot of money. Turns out she did. She had purchased a ticket in a drawing weeks ago and it turned out she was indeed a $70,000 winner.
Well, as much as I've gotten scammed lately, I don't blame her. I would have been like, yeah, okay.
There you go. And hey, voters, it's coming back as soon as we inflate that Faberdam. Voting will be back and maybe you want to be part of it, but maybe you don't know how. There is instruction available.
We have a full-fledged education staff that's across Pennsylvania, and their goal is to educate people about fishing and boating and how to enjoy them, how to be successful, and how to do them safely.
That's Mike Parker. He works for Pennsylvania's Boat and Fish Commission, and he's getting ready for the boating season, and that's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
I always wanted to have a boat. It's just one of them things. It's not on a bucket list, but it's like on a list, and I don't have one.
My dad has a new fishing boat, and well, he had one before. Now he upgraded. It has more space, so that's his retirement thing.
He's got a bigger one?
Yeah, you could go out fishing with him, Tom.
There's another thing I wanted to do. I've never gone fishing.
Well, when they inflate it, there you go.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
The third day of the third month, talking the third person day.
Hey, Jimmy's ready. Jimmy's got some new moves.
Okay.
Check Jimmy out.
Researchers say talking to yourself this way creates something called psychological distance.
You know, I've never heard anyone talk the way you do. It's very unusual.
Well, Jimmy's very unusual.
I mean, first of all, Ellen doesn't understand why it's called third person, because if you're using your own name to talk about yourself, shouldn't it be first person? I don't know.
Yes, you have to be your biggest critic and you have to be your biggest cheerleader. So you remove yourself to be able to speak to yourself.
Better emotional regulation, self-control, and even wisdom.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Elaine.
Elaine got a new dress.
Jimmy likes it.
George is getting upset.
Love it, love it, love it. Tom loves Seinfeld. Tom think third-party stuff is stupid.
Karina agrees.
Karina agrees? Karina
don't
doesn't
act like
want
that's something that never happens.
Well, it hardly does. But anyway,
no.
So it creates psychological distance, emotional strength. I think it makes you look stupid if you walk around talking to the third party.
If I see somebody doing that, I start questioning whether they have a padded room or opening a whole another can of worms.
Yeah, we are. Hey, we're going to mic up Selins Grove Theater coming up in just a bit. And we got a pack of kids coming in along with our good friend, Jim Muller from the Selins Grove Theater. They're doing Godspell. That's not an easy play.
I love all this theater that's going on in local school districts. That's pretty cool.
It is spring musical season, and we'll bring it to you. There's one play I never did. Godspell.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Maybe they just didn't want me to play involving God. I don't know.
I don't know if that was it, but okay.
News is on the way next. Sports and AccuWeather.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
What are we doing? The Wizard of Oz? Why is there a dog in the studio?
Toto just came flying in here.
I don't know what's going on. We'll mic up the Selins Grove Theater Department next.
I'm in love with the shape of you. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We love when we mic up the community almost every day at 8:15. Now we invite to the microphones the Selins Grove Theater Department. Jim Muller and Rachel Ulsh are with us, and a whole bunch of students.
Yeah, we've got Elliot and Maya, Logan and Tori. They're so excited.
They are doing Godspell, which is not an easy show to do.
No.
So let's bring them up to the mics one at a time. Elliot, you're playing Judas?
I am playing Judas, yes.
What's that like, man?
It's very interesting. It's interesting to be called a betrayer in the halls at school and stuff like that. But it's very fun because even though I'm the most serious role in the cast, I also get to be funny and just switch all the time with emotions. And it's very fun to navigate that during the show.
Anybody investigate your locker for 30 pieces of silver? Or
well, maybe they should. I don't know.
Now we should add to somebody... very important. Is your dad in this whole production?
Yes, he is. He's the co-director.
So what's it like working with your dad?
Working with my dad is very interesting, but honestly, I've kind of worked with him since I was born because of recreation and stuff. Growing up, he's always directed me. It's just a little different now because it's in a public school domain with more of dancing and moving and emotions instead of just singing.
So that's a good point. Like a lot of kids have a dad that's their little league coach or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's only a short time. But you, through recreation, you're a little boy. You worked with your dad quite a bit.
Yes.
So that you get home and you're like, Dad, I just want to be Elliot.
Sometimes.
As long as you're not Ed Sheeran, right?
No Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
No, thank you.
You're a sophomore. Do you see yourself doing this two more years?
Oh, yeah. I think I will, for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Maya is a senior. She's not just in the Godspell play.
She made
all-state chorus.
Wow.
Yeah, super excited.
Yeah, tell us about that experience. I mean, that's a lot of work.
This past spring has definitely been a lot with the whole districts, regions, states, one after the other. And states being the most recent one, I did not think I was going to get in. I had my heart set on not getting in.
Really?
Yes, and then I did, and I was so happy. I mean...
Who wouldn't be, right?
Yeah, and very excited. I'm Very much looking forward to that.
I bet your parents are very proud.
Does that make you realize how special Selah's Grove is?
Yes. I don't believe that I could have gotten such a unique musical experience, both with PMEA and the musicals and just chorus and band, anywhere other than Selah's Grove. Our directors are amazing, and they know how to push us to be our best and to constantly move forward as people and as musicians.
Perfect. So as a senior, you've seen a lot. It's going to be a little sad to leave, right?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be really sad. I don't know how I'm going to handle closing night, but...
just do your best. And
yeah.
Yeah. Let's bring another senior up. His name's Logan.
Logan, you've been in all of the musicals.
Yeah, I have. I've actually been in all of the plays, too, at the high school.
Wow. So this is your last one. So can you compare it to your other experiences so far?
I mean, especially when compared to the ill-fated Mamma Mia. This really is a great show. It's a lot more acting than some of the other stuff we've done, like Beauty and the Beast and Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. You have to be a character. You have to be authentic. You have to be yourself, which is actually really hard to do. But when you get it right, it's incredibly rewarding.
That's awesome. These kids are so well-spoken.
Must be a great feeling, yeah. Congratulations on everything you've done, man.
Thank you.
Tori is a senior as well. We've got quite a bunch of students here.
Speaking of Mamma Mia, you were the lead, and it got canceled due to COVID.
That is true. Being in Mamma Mia and having a featured role and then having school closed down 6 days before we would have opened was definitely a very hard process to go through. Certainly whenever I walk through the doors of the auditorium, even going to Godspell practice, I feel I go through a certain mini grieving process.
But you get to do this one fully live, so yes. Are you nervous? How does that make you feel?
I am actually very excited to get back to actually see a musical come to fruition and get to show people all that we're putting into it. It's a very joyous show. I'm really happy that we all get to have our first show back be a show that's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Certainly, it doesn't replace what we lost, but it really makes it all feel so much, you can feel it again.
Yeah, I could see it in your eyes.
I think I can speak for Tom and I and say I think you guys are going to rock it out.
So. Yeah. I only sing Mamma Mia in the shower, but trust me, since it was an ill-fated Mamma Mia.
I can hear him all the way in Lewisburg.
Like Logan said, it was ill-fated. You're allowed to sing Mamma Mia tunes up and down the halls of Selah's Grove. We still love it, right?
Yes, I do.
Jim and Rachel, this seems like it's going to be a great show. How do we get the tickets?
There are plenty of tickets available at the door. It's opening night tonight, March 3, tomorrow for the 4th, Saturday the 5th, and it's assigned seating for part of the auditorium, and then there's some general seating, kind of like a movie theater. You get there, sit where you want to.
We do encourage you to buy the tickets ahead of time so that we don't have a humongous line outside. Right. This is a show you do not want to miss, friends.
I hear the love and passion in your voice. Mm-hmm. These kids are so proud to be part of this Selah's Grove group. You have to be proud of them.
Oh, my goodness. This is my calling. I know that I was meant to be a teacher, and it is just, it brings me so much joy.
Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday.
Yes, be there. It's with Selah's Grove Theater.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the most common dog names. We have Mickey in the studio with us. His name did not make the list. The number one dog name is Charlie. I think it's great. Followed by Luna, Bella, Bailey, Lucy, Max, Cooper, Daisy, Lola, Kona, Stella, Buddy, Coco, Penny, Oliver, Riley, Molly, Sadie, Milo, and Jack.
Those are the common ones. Now we got some unique ones like Barnaby Jones, Beetlejuice, Deputy Dog, Bubblegum, what? Mr. Bojangles, Charlie, Barshamid, I don't even know how you say that, Moo Moo, and who the heck names your dog Apple Strudel, and Boss Ladies.
Wait, Boss Lady?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a female dog, but Boss Lady?
I guess some people might, husbands call their wife that. I don't know. Just get a dog. It's a lot easier.
Tell me about it.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Tomorrow, all Central PA schools are urged to wear their game jerseys for Hunter Reynolds. You may have heard the news story last weekend, killed in a car accident. Riding to a sporting event with his grandma.
Yeah.
And this kid was so well liked that his tragic death not only was a news story, but it exploded on social media. Mm-hmm. And so I think the least we can do is not only urge schools, so moms, dads, if you're listening, urge schools to wear their game jerseys tomorrow or some kind of jersey, but we should do it here.
Really, everybody, yeah.
At SPC.
Mm-hmm. And we'd love to see your pictures, too. You can do the hashtag Remembering Hunter Reynolds. A lot already being posted about the day tomorrow. So if you've got a jersey, or maybe you can stop by the store and get one, we'd love for you to join in and pay tribute. Gone way too soon.
I think there is one fear that every parent has, and that is losing a child. So my thoughts go out to their family. I would never want to be in that situation.
Nope.
So join us tomorrow and wear your game jersey for Flashback Friday.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
The lineup last night with Jimmy Fallon. Zoe Kravitz is going to be Catwoman on The Batman.
She really worked hard to get into that role.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you have to practice. Sometimes you have to be a cat.
Now, if I was cast as Catwoman,
which you still might be.
I was on the list.
You're still young, Jimmy.
My agent called me as well. I was so nervous. I was like, oh, my God. But I would study. I would study cats.
I did that.
I would drink milk out of a bowl.
I did that.
You did not.
I did.
You drank milk out of a bowl?
Maybe. No. I'm method, dude.
Me too. I'm so into it. I do like cats because they're curious. I find them interesting. I feel like they could kill me any 2 seconds.
I was really inspired by that. I watched a bunch of cat videos, feline videos, watching them fight. And what I was so interested by was the fact that you can't read their face at all, which is why I think people are kind of creeped out by them.
Yeah.
But you can't tell what they're going to do.
They go, oh my gosh. Kitty loves me.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Kitty scratches your face
Kitty
out.
Kitty scratches yeah. your face out. Yeah, I'm like, get off. Like, and then leaves.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.